Now the fridge, I beg you, put the stereo one. Take out of the plate to play the studio one. Hi, Scaprank speaking. Right now, you're tuning to G4 Sound. Daddy Fridge, Mr. T. That me say, put the stereo one. How me feel about studio one? Well, studio one is number one. Yeah, son. Scaprank. Daddy, please, I beg you, put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the studio one. Mama's in the kitchen pan a Sunday. From me family, me nah go run where. Daddy, please, I beg you, put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the studio one. Mama's in the kitchen pan a Sunday. From me family, me nah go run where. Roots and reality, that in my blood. Love the any clarity, the echo pan the dub. Music is a present, is a blessing from above. Can't say me never want you. Foundation, listen to the words, it's education. Turntable, it off the play pad. Alton Ellis, yeah, the big man. Big tunes from Jamaica to England. Rest in peace, Sir Coxon. Easy daddy picking to a legend. Husky Road with the shop there. Every sound man have to stop there. So if you can't find a tune, it must there. Daddy, please, I beg you, put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the studio one. Mama's in the kitchen pan a Sunday. From me family, me nah go run where. Daddy, please, I beg you, put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the studio one. Hi, this is Scaprank speaking. Right now, you're listening to Lightning. You see the music we play, we educate.
Right now, you're in tune to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and we're here with one of our very own UK artists that was born Jacob Lee Williams. He's taking dancehall to the world. If I was to say Hasdan NW10, would you know who I'm talking about? Mr. Giappy Ranks. Blessed love, my brother.
Blessed
and thanks.
Blessed, Mr. T, big up.
For giving us your time, you know? Giappy
Ranks, man. Everything blessed, though.
Yes, King. All right, first of all, I have to ask you, where did it all start for you? As I know, you used to play on the sound system, Corruption Sound, with Peaky G.
Yeah.
And you know what? Where credit's due, I have to give you credit. Come and know and say you are the first man to play the bookshelf rhythm.
What?
Yeah.
Well, even before Giappy Ranks even venture into the dance so like and start playing music, I did enter a competition at the age of 11. This is with the Rough Cut Band. So, you know, before Giappy Ranks even went into a studio to where I saw a mixing board and a booth and an engineer, you know, I was with the Rough Cut Band in Donovan Court. So it was a live band effect feeling. I had always had a love for working with a live band. And it was just going to local fun days, you know, family weddings, friends, parties, and just singing and entertaining for the people at a young age. So I always had a love of music from the community, as you know, I grew in Harlesden. And music from the home, you know what I'm saying? And all these things just put Giappy Ranks together where I am right now. Venturing off into the sound business, me and PKG, you don't know, so I always had a love for all types of music. Not only doing music, playing music as well. So, you know, we have a song named Corruption, where we inherited for some elders in the community. Mm. Get some new dub plate. And, you know, it came to a point where Giappy Ranks had to make a choice. Is he going to play music or is he going to write and perform music? So we just venture out, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Okay. Also, I know that you were a member of the Sun Cycle crew.
Yeah.
Please tell us a bit about Sun Cycle crew and how it helped you to get to where you are today as a solo artist.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, I left the sound business and just finding myself, you know, at a teenage age. So, you know, I was going through everything that a normal teenager would go through. You understand? And link up with Redman. I was initiated into Sun Cycle crew. Within this crew, I had different types of personalities, all different types of personalities, but bringing reggae music in the UK to the forefront, you know. And after a time, Giappy Ranks just, you know, thought he had more to offer than an 8-bar, 16-bars here, you understand?
Yeah.
So, left on a good note and just, you know, I'm still tight with the Sun Cycle crew, but then 2004 became solo. You understand? And actually, it's at Sun Cycle where I learned to engineer. I also engineer all my works up to present day. So, you know, so I have to give a lot of credit for the experience that I learned and gathered while I was in Sun Cycle. So big up the Sun Cycle crew.
Okay, let's go back in time. Your first 45, that was put out, was by Ronnie Fergie. But what I want to talk about is the second one, the one that everyone really started to pick Gappy Ranks up on. It was Millionaire, right, which went Ghetto Boys Want to Turn Millionaire, Ghetto Girls Want to Turn Millionaire Too.
Yeah, right.
How did that come about? And who did you work with on it, Gappy?
Well, you don't know, so you mentioned Fergie. Fergie was the first man to ever bring Gappy Ranks into a studio, so big up Fergie. But then the Millionaire tune came after. Is a producer, also a friend, also a four-slash artist. His name was Pepper. And we used to DJ around at my brethren's yard, Cyrus. And Pepper used to be one of the guys that was at the yard DJing. And one time in Billa Rhythm, and he decided to invest all his money at the time into producing a record. But it was only my, it wasn't only my record. He had various artists on it. So at them time, it was Wax. You know, so for him to go and get the press for the play, yeah, and then to go and get copies made, it was a lot to take on as a teenager. So you have to respect Pepper. That's when we put on the tune, Ghetto Boys One Turn Millionaire. This was way back.
No.
So you understand? So yeah, that was one of the prime tunes that Gappy Ranks had on Wax before CD and, you know, so other formats. Yeah,
man. All right, Gappy, what I want to ask you is, why do you call yourself a reggae artist, even though you rap over grime and hip-hop as well?
Yeah, because, as I said, growing up in Harlem, NW10, which is like predominantly 90% Jamaica area, also coming from a Jamaican household. My mother's Dominican and father's Jamaican, so a lot of West Indian influences. Reggae music has always been a big part of my life, and I've always felt reggae music is compatible with all different types of genres of music. So being born in UK and loving music, bringing reggae music to all different types of music was a joy for me. And it also helped to educate people more about reggae music. You understand? Because you find a lot of people that are listening to the grime and the funky house, the new music that is coming out today. I'm not saying it's not good. It's great. Keep it up. But you have to remember, they were all listening to reggae music. So even if reggae music doesn't have its high times, it's always been there. Consistent music, you know, and it will always continue to be there. Yeah.
Okay, some people know Gappy for the reggae, but we're going to break this down right now. Like I just said, it's not just reggae music you do. So please tell us about the tune, What We Do, with the likes of Cray Twins, Twista, and also Lethal B. The tune reached number 23 here on the UK charts. How did it all come about? How did you guys kind of all link up and start going in the studio to produce such a strong production?
Well, it came about, as you don't know, Gappy Ranks. At that time, I had left the Sun Cycle crew like maybe a year and a bit before that. And, you know, I was just on the road, just finding myself, as I said, you know, in the studio, engineering my own stuff and having CDs out there. I would go onto the road and sell the people there for £3 in my local community, you understand?
Yeah.
And spread it out. I was never too afraid to go out there and say, listen, this is Gappy Ranks, this is my music. And it wasn't only Gappy Ranks' music, others that was powered at the same time, Scaly, Redman, Starker, I like the artist Cyrus. So we all compiled things on the CD. And I was out on the road there, and one of my tunes then reached a producer named Sticky, who was one of the pioneers in UK garage.
Mm.
So over there from South London, he had a studio over there in Deptford. So I must give him a dub plate, and link him, give him a dub plate, and he said, almost for the dub plate. I said, where, X month, where, car. At that time, you're still young. You understand?
Yeah.
I didn't know, say, this guy is Sticky, I come buy a dub plate from you. Yeah, I want a thing, you understand? So yeah, anyway, I buy the dub plate. I said, you're bad, you know? You what? But soon I got link you about some works, you know? A few months later, I get a call back, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Yeah, and a Sticky. And I said, yo, Gappy, why you come do a tune with Twista and Lethal B? I said, well, I know Lethal B. But Twista, which Twista you talk about? Twista for America? And I said, yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning. Lick my bridge in the razor. The tour was shut over, so 4 o'clock in the morning to Deptford. Going at the studio. The producers were there, Cray Twins. Lethal B just do his part, come out of the studio. Them time, we don't see Twista yet, you know, but that's an airing part on the record now.
Yeah,
I said, more champagne, more glasses. Do my thing, cut out of the studio. A week later, the guy then phoned back and said, you, do you have your passport? I said, yeah. I said, all right, here what we're going to do. We're going to make the video in Hollywood, you know. I said, nothing long. Just book the flight. Boom, bam, bam. Gappy Ranks will be there. You understand? End up at Hollywood, Melrose Avenue, Beverly Hills Crest, you understand? Going to Compton, in the ghetto South Central. Big up Rallo and all them youth there out there. Bollywood and all them man out there. You see me? Get feeling called Twister. He's from Chicago. So take him like 4 days to drive from Chicago to LA, where we did the video. Get feeling called Twister, real ghetto youth. You understand? You know, just reason, I would go to the club and, you know, go shopping, Melrose and all them things there. And, yeah, we just kept it real, you understand? It was good. It was a good vibes. Come back to England. Tune was massive. See. You understand? Yeah. End up getting Music Week and them things there to my door and there's a little see Gappy Rants in it. So they don't yet reach the pop charts. And a lot of things came out of that. So just respect for the whole experience.
For real. You know, so.
Okay, back to the reggae. Now the song Heaven in Our Eyes took the world by storm. Gappy, tell us about who you worked with on this and how you came about to write such a strong lyric song.
Well, as I said, your parents, I always love reggae music, you understand? And I actually get introduced to Chris Perkins.
See?
I'm from Perkins Studio One. At that time, he was feeding me like dancehall rhythms. So. Not that he never know the potential that I have on the reggae and the studio one rhythms, but you just see a young artist, dancehall in love, give some dancehall rhythm. But after a while, he come dropping two rhythm, one time, which was the mountaintop rhythm and the soul rebel rhythm, which I sung Heaven in Our Eyes on. And do mountaintop, finish complete mountaintop, I'm going to say run the other rhythm, another soul rebel rhythm. And when I do music, I like to, I don't write on a piece of paper neither. So everything just is just given to me by the Most High, you understand? So
see.
All my praises, any thanks, I just give it to the Most High, you understand? Because the lyrics that Gappy Ranks is finding right now, I just try to unlock all emotions and all senses, take myself to an era, to a place, you understand? And came out with tunes like Heaven in Our Eyes and everything, you understand? So it's just a thing where every artist normally take themselves to their own place when they write in their songs, you understand? And try to keep it as real as possible so the listeners can relate. I like to think that when I make my music, people can take even fragments of it and include in their everyday life, you understand? And uplift them, cause just positive music I try to make, you understand?
Yeah.
Alright, Gappy, give us a couple of lines out of Heaven in Our Eyes if you don't mind, please.
She's from round the way, yeah, yeah. I see her every day. I love to see her smile, yeah, yeah. I love her sexy style. We were face to face. And to my surprise, she had heaven in her eyes, heaven in her eyes, heaven in her eyes. And you know, that's the opening line, so.
Boom, bang, boom, Karnak! Gappy Ranks inside the Lightning FM studio with Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, taking it to the world.
I love to see Hi, this is Capron speaking. Right now you're listening to Lightning. You see the music we play, we educate.
Okay, Gappy. Maxi Priest took reggae music to JA back in the days, and now you're going to take it to JA. Come on, tell us, why do you think it took so long for a UK artist to take it and get recognition over in JA?
To be honest, I think it have a lot to do with the responsibility of the whole music industry within the UK. Yeah. Because, and that, when I say the whole music industry, I'm talking about artists, producers, DJs, A&Rs, labels, everybody is included in this thing and making this thing happen. Because at one point, all the international artists them used to come into UK to make all the big tracks.
Yeah, man.
You understand? This was the place. You understand? Bob Marley, Exodus album. Enough said. Alton Ellis, so much tuning right down there. So, you understand? Mm-hmm. The list can go on and on. And it wasn't only reggae music, because you found a lot of American artists was coming over here to record as well. We had the top producers were over here. But as I said, the responsibility came on the music industry, because it's kind of, it's like we just give it away.
Mm.
You understand? Like, there needs to be a lot more appreciation over here for the talent. You understand? Because it's not going to be easy nowhere, but if you look at it, a lot of places in the world embrace their own more.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's how things move forward. But we just have to give thanks to the people that kept on doing the music. I never got sidetracked by the obstacles that were in their way. And kept on doing this thing and bringing UK to the world. You understand? But now it's looking promising. Because not only am I trying to go forth and do, you have a lot of good radio, medium radio stations like Lightning FM pushing the stuff. You understand? Also the commercial radio stations, a lot of journalists is getting involved. So there's a lot of worldwide eyes right now back on the UK. So it's good for everybody. And it's a chance right now to, in a sense, reclaim back what we really have over here, because it was thriving. You understand? Yeah. Definitely, it was thriving. So the responsibility is going to always fall back on the industry's shoulders. Yeah. You see?
Okay, I said Gabby's taking music back to JA, and he sure is. Boxing Day, the 26th of December. The biggest reggae event in the world. Sting, you will be there, Gappy. But what I have to ask you is, how is Jamaica taking to you making reggae music here inside the UK?
But right now, the feedback from Jamaica is very positive, and you know, I'm very thankful for everything that's happening. All the airplays and stations as such as Irie FM, Cool FM, all the mediums, the TV stations, you understand? And all just the person, just the people on the road and the selectors, them over there pushing. People is asking, who is Gappy Ranks, you understand? And it feels good right now, and you know, to be a part of Sting 2009 is always been a dream of mine. So I feel there ain't nothing that you cannot do right now if you put your mind to it and stay with something and keep it positive. And I just hope to go out there on the 26th of December and Sting and just do my best, and you know, show that the talent is here and can take it worldwide. Because I like to think I'd speak for the world. You understand? The world is bigger than the corner. You understand? And just fly the flag for all. Yeah.
All I can say is watch out for Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, because we're going to be in JA at the same time on tour, my brother. Alright, well Gappy, we're trying to be like you, bro, stinking rich. The tune is an Italian production. It's on the Lightning FM Top 10 Reggae Charts, going on with things. But a video, okay, I know the song says may have to be stinking rich this year. I think you already are. Which UK artist can lock down Reading Airport, yes, lock down, and get the big man Richie Rich to drive them to their own private jet to take off? The video is big. How did it all come about?
Well, I don't know, Stinking Rich was a song, big up Macro Marco, Italian producer, you understand? And Caperance get the rhythm and does Stinking Rich. Stinking Rich is a song to uplift the people and also myself, you understand? And they say we're in a recession at the time, you understand? But I believe you put yourself in a recession if you want to stay in a recession, you understand? The money is out here, and you don't have to sell drugs or do badness to get money, or stoop low to get money, you understand? Sell yourself to get money. You understand? I through my music, Mr. Stinking Rich. You understand? If you listen to Stinking Rich, I also talk of my childhood. It wasn't easy growing up, you understand? But many people feel because you grow up in London or you're from UK, it was a bed of roses. It wasn't, you understand? So Stinking Rich is highlighting all these topics, and a lot of youth out there really don't have the encouragement to say, yo, you can do it, you understand? And if a youth really can go and see, it's everything, anything is possible, no matter what situation you're living in, worldwide, doesn't matter where, because you're going to have poor people all around the world, you understand? So if you can see, yo, this tune is uplifting me right now, for go out there and get mine, you know? Nothing wrong with that, you know, car. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love for money is the root of all evil. And when we say stinking rich, it's not only money me I talk about, because you can stinking rich in many things. In health, you understand, in love, you understand, in intelligence. So I just want the people them take that on board. The aeroplane thing come about through the director, you know, just big up Antoine, the director from Mastermind, you understand. The man pulled some strings and why he called me and said, yeah, I can get the aeroplane in a Reading airport. And you know, son, you just know, so we now turn down them opportunity. You know what I mean? So we just go out in the custom suit with the 2000 Swarovski diamonds and you see, to the world. So yeah, we just big up. And it's also, I've done many videos before, but that was Gappy Ranks' first video where I just Gappy Ranks. You understand? Cause all the other videos I was doing was more feature to get out here. So in the new year, you're gonna be seeing everything I get the video right now. Everything that I script a bill of put Mr. One, stop my money, thanks and prayers. You name the whole of them, so God bless. But everything I get scripted right now by director. So in the early new year, a whole heap of videos that I got dropped them by mad. And another E that video neither. You see me? Yeah, so.
Okay, I don't know if I'm allowed to let this out, but you know what, Gappy? It's Lightning FM, we get the news first, and I'm going to let it out right now. The big, big record deal, 25th of January 2010, Greensleeves, VP Records, Stinking Rich. Tell us some more.
Well, just give thanks for all the work and the effort that's been put in by. I have to big up my management, Richie Rich. Yeah, I've been putting in some work right now and getting the people knowing about Gappy Ranks' music and telling them my dream, you understand? So, it reached the likes of, you know, Greensleeve VP, it done most of Gappy Ranks. It's just taking it to an international level now. I'm grateful for everything that's happening right now, and it's just a better chance for me to bring up my music to the world now, you understand? So, go and big up Al P.A., it done most. So, it's all about the 25th of January, the big album I got dropped, you see me? So, Jazz what they pan it, Jazz what they. One big producer where the likes of Bomb Tequila, Garnet, Six, Sizzler, Sanchez, the list go on and on and on. We can't stand here and talk about Holy Bars from Jazzwad. So yeah, we have many hits from Jazzwad on the album. Special Delivery, Macro Marco, you understand, Pickens, you understand. So big things I got going for the new year, definitely.
Definitely have a big up here from VP Records each and every time, my brother.
Special Delivery!
My gosh, you know what, Gappy? I heard this song the other day, yeah? I don't know if I'm allowed to hear it, but I heard it. A ganja tune. A brand new tune. Yeah. I hear say it's going to be featured on the album. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that ganja tune, because I know it's going to take the world by storm.
Well, I got to big up Jazzwad, they done, because Jazzwad, we was in the studio brainstorming over some new ideas, and they don't know, naturally, you know, so I have to give them an herbal tune, because it's just part of the culture, so you see me, so. Yeah, when we said Roll It Up, the track is entitled Roll It Up. And, you know, we're just brainstorming over some new ideas. That's what laid the beat. So I wrote my lyrics and just to the world. So right now, Daddy, definitely keep it locked to Daddy Fridge, because you're hearing it. You understand? Yeah.
Okay, Gappy, just before we go, do you have any messages for your fans?
Well, not only for my fans, even for the people them that never heard of Gappy Ranks before, anybody that might be listening right now, just respect yourself and others will respect you. Have a dream and see your dream, and others will see your dream. You understand? Love yourself and love one another. You understand? And just remember, education is the key. And to the youth, you don't have to do drugs. You don't have to do no badness on the street. You understand? Hold your head up. I know it's tough out there for young and old. You understand? But just I'd say love is the biggest power. You understand? And love is everything. So that's my last final word for them is love. Capiran.
Wow. Sin. You know what, Gappy? I can't just let you go like that. You're here, you're inside the Lightning FM studio with Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and I'm telling you, a cappella, stinking rich. Give it to the Lightning FM listeners for us, please.
Daddy Fridge off is stinking rich this year. Paper money, a cup of kind, him no care. Half him make the money anytime, anywhere. Him no take check, him make check clear. Mr. T, stinking rich that you must done. Big house a bill in a the hot sun. Swagger tight, cause your doves them a custom. Now bother tell them, say them care, them must done rich. Stinking rich that them must done. But them not go sell them for no lump sum. And them not go soup below them naga, them for no real. Listen, come me see me parents suffer with me and my sibling. Go to bed without no supper, not even a dumpling. You start holy pajima about the money counting. Used to think about today and what tomorrow will bring. Searching, big up every ghetto youth that are selling. If you ain't a 9 to 5 us, keep working. More money in our bank every day turning. Cash card in our wallet, money stack up on a pallet of stinking rich this year. Paper money, copper kind, we no care, mad. Stinking rich to the world.
Gone clear. Once again, it's been a great pleasure to have you on Lightning FM Radio, Gappy Ranks. And I tell you, keep up all the good work, and we wish you the best with that brand new album in 2010. Blessed love, my brother.
Blessed love to the world.
Me a fi stinking rich this year. Paper money a cup of kind, me no care. A fi make the money anytime, anywhere. Me no take check, but me make check clear. Raffy rich, stinking rich that me must done. Big house a bill he na the hot sun. Swagger tight and me clothes them a custom. Nobody tell me say me can't, cause me must done rich. Stinking rich that me must done. But me na go sell me rafe in a lump sum. And me nah go soup below, me nah go suck none. Them fi know me ride a bus gun. Cause me see me parents suffer with me and me sibling. Go to bed without no supper, not even a dumpling. Used to have whole heap a dream about the money counting. Used to think about today and what tomorrow will bring. Searching.
Big up all the ghetto youths for us selling.
If you in a 9 to 5 and I just keep working. Me want money in a bank every day turning. Cash card in a wallet, money stack up on a pallet. Me a fi stinking rich this year. Paper money a cup of kind in a year. A fi make the money and anytime, anywhere. Me no take check, but me make check clear. Raffy rich, stinking rich that me must done. Big house a bill he na the hot sun. Swagger tight and me clothes them a custom. Nobody tell me say me can't, cause me must done rich. Stinking
lightning them off is stinking rich this year. Gap around say that. Keep it locked on.